I want to honor the body and recognizing each member of the body and how precious each member is. By the size of the revelations and what he has already decreed, you don't put that into a formula, because if you do, you're going to be in trouble. The scripture says every joint supplies. Every joint supplies. Now, some are commissioned to release whatever, the size of the vision, the size of the intercession. None of those things are important. What is important is that the Holy Spirit be glorified by whatever you receive. And whatever you receive and whenever you receive, if you are jealous, if you are jealous, you're going to go to the prayer closet and you're going to say, God, I want my part. And your part could be sitting on a chair interceding, not making much noise or saying too much to anyone. But that doesn't mean that your part is of less value than the one who gets the vision, or the other one who gets a word, or the other one who gets whatever type of revelation that you are. So do not look at each other with a critical voice or a critical heart. That's just a warning. Because to be honest with you, this church is growing. It's different than what maybe I would or you would acknowledge and want, but it is his construction process that he's doing. So, with all that, would you please repeat, Lord Jesus?
Lord Jesus,
I need eyes and ears.
I need eyes and ears.
That hear and see.
That hear and see.
What your Holy Spirit,
what your Holy Spirit
is trying to tell me.
Is trying to tell me.
Let me hear.
Let me hear.
Let me see.
Let me see.
And let me perceive.
And let me perceive.
What you're saying to me.
What you're saying to me.
Amen?
Amen.
So we're going into 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. What I'd like to first release is what he was up to this morning. And verse 17 of chapter 5. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciles us to himself through Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And as he has committed to us the message of reconciliation, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. Now, how many of you have ever done what you thought was God and all of a sudden you had a great crash?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Well, that is quite common, and it happens to every believer. And the intent of the crash is to bring you down, to depress you, and to create hopelessness out of your future so that you'll give in and walk away.
No, it's not.
No? Really?
No.
What's the intent of the crash?
It's to open your eyes to the fact that you maybe dropped the ball, but yet to praise him and thank him for where he's got you at that time, and to be more dependent on him.
Oh, so he doesn't want you to depend on yourself?
No.
How many of you, when you depend on yourself, that you find that you're not very wise?
Amen.
Okay. Well, the Lord and I were having a conversation this morning. And I would like my soul to catch up to my spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
But it's not happening fast enough for me to be happy about it.
Amen.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, why are you laughing, Sammy?
Because I'm realizing through what the Lord is doing in me, especially in light of recent, that he's very patient with me, and he's showing me that I'm not very patient with me.
Oh, that you're not patient with you. Oh, okay. So here's what he said. Turn on Trinity Broadcasting. So I don't normally watch TV in the morning, especially after having, you know, some quiet time with the Lord. I just try to keep that out. But I turned it on. And it's the Chalice of Salvation. And I think it looked like it was being filmed at Our Lady of Sorrows, right here in West Springfield. And I had quite a few Holy Ghost crashes there. I had some Holy Ghost experiences there. I was touched in the very depth of my being there, because I went there consecutively every spring for 10 years. And in those 10 years, I didn't always come out the way I wanted. I came out because they're called retreats. I would have liked to maybe change it to go forward, but retreats are also designed by God to reestablish some ground rules. And it's designed by God to do what you and I need to do, and that is to not be so impatient with ourselves. So the priest was preaching about construction. Well, the Lord showed me years ago that we are all under construction. But then there was a short little clip of Interstate 91. And anybody know how much of the construction process that's been going on? Because, of course, the road construction has been pretty nasty, and a lot of people are not happy. Especially yesterday when they were trying to probably serve a lot of those breakfasts and people can't get into town. And the Holy Spirit said, can you point out when the halfway point is going to accomplish its purpose and the new construction starts? Because the beginning of construction is to demolish, to take apart. To tear down.
Lord, help us.
Oh, yes. So I shut the TV off and I said, I got it, Lord. No, he says, you didn't. Okay, I give up. He said, at what point did I send my son? Did I send him after Genesis chapter 1? Chapter 2? Chapter 10? Chapter 12? Did I send him when maybe Noah would have liked to see him? And I said, oh my God, Lord. You know, that was years of deterioration. What Adam was and what Adam and man became went on a downhill tear down process for years and years and years and years. And all of a sudden, Mary gets a vision, and she learns that she's going to be impregnated by the Holy Spirit. Thousands of years went by. The promise was given to Adam and Eve because he told them it's not over. But the deterioration in the earth was what? And the tearing down process was continuing. When Jesus landed in the earth, it was really the halfway point.
Oh my God.
And I thought, oh my God, I'm not happy about that.
Amen.
So I kind of shut things down because now I've got to do this and I've got to do that and I got to have my breakfast, and I did have breakfast. And then I go down and take my shower. And of course, I'm in the shower and he's on my case again. He said, when's the halfway point coming for 91? I said, well, I think they're going to be supposedly ready for 2018 or late 2017. He said, but didn't I allow an awesome winter so that they could get ahead of schedule?
Mm. Yes. Oh,
and I said,
now.
You're so cool, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay? He said, how's my body of Christ doing? Oh, my. Where are the body of Christ? In the process of restoration. Lord, I have no clue. I'm not that smart. Lord, only you would know. He said, maybe you're further along the path than you realize. Oh my God. If your natural brain is trying to hold on to my reconciliation that's been going on for 2,000 years, I'm on the job. And I'm using people. And I'm using you. Even if you don't think you qualify. Even if you don't think you're worthy. Have I not made you into a new creation in Christ? Haven't I said that the old has gone and the new has come? And that my Father sent me down on schedule to reconcile all of us to himself. Oh, wow, God. That's getting cool now. I'm getting warmed up. He says, no, you're not. He said, what I'm about to do in the earth is so far beyond anything man has conceived. You couldn't even imagine it if you tried. Because I had read earlier that there were so many people that were following Jesus, that they came from so far away, and they were all trying so hard to get a hold of him that they couldn't even eat. And there were thousands of them. And the Lord said to them, come out. It's in Matthew, so you can check it out. How about if you feed them? And the disciples said, oh, yeah, right. It's going to take 7 months of wages just to buy enough food to feed them. Why don't you just send them away? And the Lord said, no, you feed them. And they found a couple of fish and a few pieces of bread. Now, how hopeless was that? When I'm sure when the disciples brought, you know, pieces of bread, a couple of fish, 5,000 or 6,000 men, plus all the kids and all the families who have come from hundreds of probably miles away, because all of Syria was being affected. All of Samaria was being affected. All of Galilee was being affected because of one man being obedient, giving out what? What was he giving up constantly?
The word.
No. The word was preached, but what he was giving out is healing, and that's what attracted the people. That's what attracted them to bring their sick, their dying, whatever level of diseases their people were stuck in. Right now, the only thing that's happening in this area to me for the sick is the local hospitals, which are driving some people crazy. If you were living in Ware, you just found out that Mary Lane was going to close down, how would you feel? That's your source of healing. Yes? Mm-hmm. I live in Palmer, and if they were closing down Wing Memorial, that's my source of healing. Yeah. And if I live in Springfield or Chicopee, where's my source of healing?
Bay State
and Mercy.
And Holyoke.
And Holyoke. Three of them. How about if there's a new adventure coming for the people in this region. And when the people are sick, instead of running to the ER, they run to the church. Ah. Instead of running to the local ER or walk-in clinic, they run to the
church.
And they find what?
Healing.
How are you going to convince them to come to church?
They need to hear about it. Or somebody's getting healed.
The woman with the issue of blood heard about Jesus. Is our reputation about Jesus expanding and getting bigger? Or is it going downhill? Do we spread the word when it's time? Are we ambassadors for those that are broken?
You are preaching.
Are we speaking in time when the Holy Spirit says, call so and so, and they are broken right now, and you are the chosen vessel? God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through me. I implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for me, so that in him I might become the righteousness of God. The message of righteousness is coming alive in the church. But most people are still walking around with a guilt complex. And when you and I are walking around with self-guilt and self-condemnation, don't think that healing is going to manifest in you and I, because it's not. Or through you and I, because we're so focused on the old sin pattern. Close your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You're the one that's going to change my mind.
You're the one that's going to change my mind.
Because I've tried.
It's not working too well.
So I'm asking you.
For your mentality.
Your way of thinking.
Begin a manifestation.
In my mind.
In my soul.
In my emotions. And manifest healing in my body. So that I'll be a walking example. That I've been with Jesus. Because when I come with Jesus, and I spend time with Jesus,
healing is manifested
every time. It never fails.
So continue, Holy Spirit,
to make me
into that ambassador
that will really make people wake up.
When they see me getting younger,
they see me getting healed,
they see me
coming alive,
and they see the joy of the Lord in my heart,
and I become
a living example
of Christ in me,
the hope of glory.
And it will manifest
when I'm full of bubbly.
I'm a little drunk in the Lord.
I talk in a very odd language.
Because God is alive in me.
His deposit's not being wasted.
It's coming alive.
In me.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Yes, Kim.
I forgot. I got some other praise reports.
Oh, you do?
I had asked you to pray for it.